like to have revival just so they can say we had revival. But if I come to a place called revival, I want to experience revival. Amen. And that comes through people who have prepared and who have poured in, have taken the time to prepare for an atmosphere of the Holy Ghost to have His way. And that's what it takes if we want to see revival in these last days. Thank you so much, Pastor, for allowing me to come. Don't you love Pastor Dale Whitson? Amen. Thank the Lord for his leadership. And again, it's an honor and a privilege to stand behind this pulpit. I know pastors these days have to guard their pulpit strongly. With a lot of the false doctrine and things that are going around now, you just can't open your pulpit to anybody. So I count it a privilege and an honor that he would consider me to come and minister to you this weekend. And so glad to have my father-in-law with me tonight. He rode up with me from the Old Fort Church, and I appreciate him taking time to come tonight as well. Amen. If you come to worship the Lord, amen, and believe in God to show up in this place, look at somebody and tell them, let's have church tonight. Amen. Let God have His way. Worship with me. Praise the Lord. So many times I've questioned certain circumstances of things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurred my vision, and my frustration gets so out of hand. But it's then I am reminded I've never been forsaken, never had to stand one test alone. Oh, but then I look at all my victories, and the Spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. And He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. No, He never offered those victories without fighting. He said help would always come in time. Oh, so just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. My God will show up, and He will take you through the fire again. So many times I've questioned certain circumstances of things I could not understand. Anybody been there? Oh, many times in trials, weakness blurred my vision, and my frustration gets so out of hand. But it's then I am reminded I've never been forsaken, never had to stand one test alone. No. But then I look at all my victories, and the power of God rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. And He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. No, He never offered those victories without fighting. He said help.
cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. No, he never offered those victories without fighting. He said help would always come right on time. Yeah, so just remember when you're standing in the valley.
Somebody tell him he'll get you through it. Amen. Yea, though I have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, because thou art with me. Hallelujah. Some things he won't keep us from, but he'll keep us through. Amen. That's those times you don't understand it, but you just trust him anyhow. Amen. My, my, my. I like the phrase in that verse or in that chorus. It said, he did not make what he cannot keep. And he won't start what he can't complete. Reminds you of the scripture that says, he who hath begun a good work in you will complete it, will finish it. Amen. He will do that which he has started. If you have your Bibles, go with me to 2 Kings chapter 4 tonight. I'll shed this coat a little early. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4, and I want to look at verses 1 through 7, a very familiar passage. If you've been in the church any amount of time, you've heard about this story, but I want to apply it to our lives tonight, and it's sort of just going to pick up from where we left off last night. We talked about being weighed down by things last night. The Holy Spirit was ministering to people who were weighed down with some things in their life and going through troubles, going through some things. And it's also going to pick up too with where we were with the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the power of God that we so desperately need. And this just is going to just line right up with where we were last night. And I love when the Holy Ghost moves like that in that direction to where he just picks up where he left off. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 1. If you've got it, shout amen. Amen. It reads like this. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, "Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my son, two sons to be bondmen." And Elisha said unto her, "What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house?" And she said, "Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil." Then he said, "Go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door